Hey everyone, I'm Dave Coryell.
And I'm Josh Good.
And you're listening to the Unleash the Hive podcast brought to you by Christian Endeavor. At CE, we dive deep into intentional next-gen discipleship and explore what it means to thrive in the midst of chaos.
In every episode, we consider how to help young people live, love, and lead in a broken, chaotic, and distraction-filled world.
And we do all of this in 7 minutes or less. Welcome, everyone. We've been enjoying time with Dr. Ling Dintz, professor at Lancaster Bible College, licensed social worker, and also a great friend. And Ling, thank you so much for the time that you've been spending with us. And we would love to just hear from you a biblical response to some of the mental health issues and what we're seeing going on in our culture. And so, so what would you like to share with us?
Yeah, I think as for youth workers or caregivers, and if you have a young person that has mental health issues, the very first thing is not to judge. And what the young person needs is your empathy and your willingness to engage with them in authentic ways and be on the journey with them. And as Jesus, you know, I often say the shortest Bible verse is the only one I can memorize, John 11:35, you know, Jesus wept. But in this really shortest verse of the Bible, it's really, really powerful. It shows us that Jesus empathized and with, you know, Mary and Martha and mourning Lazarus' death, and showing that Jesus really have deep emotions when people he loves are hurting. And I think, you know, as we're Jesus followers, so we want to practice as Jesus did, is that we want to have empathy and care for people deeply. Jesus had the meta narrative right in his sights. He could do, you know, he knows that this is not the end. This is not the last part of the story, but yet he still can feel that deeply about it, his human part. So I think we can do the same. It's being empathetic to those that are suffering, either because of mental health or any other reasons in their lives that are in pain. And oftentimes we do not give room for people to lament. We want to just be upbeat and excited and happy. And that's a very much, you know, American dream, right? Everything should be great. But this is not the world we live in. We live in a broken world. And we all know that if you live, you know, long enough in life, you know that we'll be suffering. And so we want to be empathetic to our young people when they're hurting. And as Jesus wept. And the other one is that to give us some hope is reminding us, and this particular verse from Paul, Romans 12:12, talking about be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. There are three practical steps. That's so Paul, you know, he always gives us practical things to do. Is that he didn't just say our empty words, oh, be joyful in hope and be patient. He's saying it because he understands that there is better world to come. God is preparing to make all, he is making all things new. And God is, you know, going to restore us and redeem us. And so those are the truth that we cannot forget when we're suffering. Otherwise, it's a pretty grim and hopeless world we live in if we don't have that big biblical meta narrative before us. Life is full of hardship. So I think as mentors and youth workers or caregivers, you need to examine your own biblical meta narrative to remind yourself of biblical meta narrative and examine your theology of suffering to make sure that you're not presenting a prosperity gospel. If you pray, everything should be okay. And that's not how God works. So I think it's important for us to model that to our young people, not to lose hope in the midst of suffering and not this big panic, you know, oh, things are not going well. So, but I would say, you know, don't take my word for it, but God's words are always trustworthy and true, as they say in Revelation 21:5. Remember that, you know, he is making all things new and he will come and all the tears will be gone and all the suffering will be gone. So but that's our hope. Then we can still be joyful in hope, patient, affliction, faithful in prayer with that framework.
In our last 2 minutes that we have together here, maybe there's a pastor, a parent, a youth worker, a caregiver of some kind that just wants to dig deeper into the whole area of mental health and really understand or get some additional training. Do you have any insights, any places they could go that they get some more help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a particular organization called Mental Health First Aid. and they would come to your church and do training with your off the leaderships or pastoral staff, a parent, to teach you some basic warning signs of mental health and look at symptoms of mental health, and also how to respond in a way that would be helpful instead of driving the youth away. And those are more practical aspects of it. So I would encourage actually all the youth workers that work closely with young adults and teens to look at training and get some basic knowledge. Now, that doesn't make you a professional counselor, but at least you can all have the same understanding what mental health should look like and mental health concerns look like, and develop a good plan in how to care for the young people in our midst, so no one will fall through the crack.
And so for that, they just go to mentalhealthfirstaid.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you have it, everyone. Mentalhealthfirstaid.org for additional insights and trainings and opportunities to help the people you serve, as well as yourself, grow deeper in understanding of this whole important issue in our culture. Thank you, Ling. It's been great having you with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Unleash the Hive podcast. For more resources, check out our website, ceworks.faith, and check us out on social media at ceworksfaith.
Remember to be intentional as you disciple and unleash the next generation for God's glory.